My New York Sketchbook, Version 2. Unit 1. Arriving in New York. I have arrived in New York, the place I have dreamed of coming to study in for so long. I am going to report on various aspects of this city and people's lives during my 10-month stay here. Let me get started with how my first day went. The flight from Tokyo was quite smooth, and I landed at JFK safely. I was a bit nervous at immigration, but the immigration officer's "Good luck, young lady," really cheered me up. I decided to take the airport bus, which goes straight into the heart of Manhattan. Honestly, I was tempted to take a taxi because my heavy suitcase and huge backpack were killing me. But the $20 bus fare seemed a real bargain. My first bus ride in this city, however, did not go as expected. I was so absorbed in the unfamiliar view of Queens and fascinated by the energy of Manhattan that I didn't realize the bus was heading for a different terminal. I was going to meet Oliver, a friend of my father, at Penn Station, not Grand Central. I could not have made a mistake because the girl selling bus tickets at JFK told me this was the right bus. On the bus, I was totally at a loss and feeling helpless. But I finally plucked up the courage to tell the driver, "Excuse me, but I wanted to go to Penn Station." The driver, who I presumed was an immigrant from South America by his accent, said with a big smile, "Don't worry, miss." Then he called a free shuttle bus at the next stop, which took me to the right destination. What a relief! The best way to survive in New York is to just ask. I met Oliver in front of the famous Madison Square Garden, where Penn Station is located on the ground floor. We had not seen each other since he and his wife Sarah left Japan 6 months ago. "Hi, Rika. Welcome to New York," he smiled. "Great to see you, Oliver." My eyes got blurry with tears. "I am staying with them in New Jersey this week. Next Monday, they will help me move into the university dorm."
Listening. Rika talks to a girl selling bus tickets at the bus station.
"Excuse me, but is this the bus stop to Manhattan?"
"Yeah, the bus is arriving in a minute. Do you want a ticket? It's $20.
"Yes, please. Does the bus go to Penn Station?"
"Yes, it does. Here comes the bus. See the yellow one?"
"Thanks. Goodbye."
"Enjoy your stay. I'm sure you'll love New York."
A Japanese in New York. 1. Risei Endo, chief designer at Yabu Puschelberg. Risei Endo has lived in New York for 18 years. She graduated from the Parsons School of Design in 2011 and worked for some architectural firms. She now works as chief designer at Yabu Puschelberg in Soho. Their office is in the Singer Building, which was built in 1902 and has an iron facade on the outside. They have two conference rooms, a cafeteria, and a beautiful library with architecture and interior design books and fashion magazines, which they use for project reference. The firm mainly works on hotel projects, but also designs retail stores, residences, and condominiums. Projects are around the world, some in Asia, some in Europe, and one in Jordan. Last year, they designed the shoe floor for Barney's New York. Risei lives in Williamsburg, which is one stop from Manhattan. There are many great stores, restaurants, and a beautiful riverside park. Many artists, as well as the young and hip, live there. Her favorite store in the area is Beacon's Closet, which sells secondhand clothes. She also recommends Wythe Hotel, which has a beautiful rooftop bar and a delicious restaurant downstairs called Renard.